Hello there. You're listening to the Warrior's Way podcast, episode 143, and I'm James Eek, and we're out walking around. Again, believe it or not, I am recording this week's episode again. I don't even know what happened. I think it was a really good podcast episode, too, so it's a bit of a drag. I'm going to take it as a sign from the universe that what I was going to talk about is not going to see the light of day. So instead, we're going to talk about beginner's mind. And that is about viewing your life and reality and everything in between with kind of brand new eyes and seeing things in a light that makes you amazed and mystified by, well, the kind of the magic that's in all of our lives that we never really notice, we never really see. The reality is most people walk through their lives the way society wants us to, believing we know some things, believing we are something, and buying into all of that. And the reality is the greater our view of ourselves, the harder it can be to actually learn new things, to appreciate new things, and to just, you know, really see the amazing lives we have. That we shouldn't even have, that we're so lucky that we have. Now, this term, just crossing the street and trying not to get killed by cars that don't want to stop. You think sometimes I live in New York City. The reality is that when it comes to seeing our lives differently, for some of us it can be very difficult. I'm not going to lie. You know, when I hear people talk about, well, let's say something like meditation, they know they should do it. They know that there's a whole lot of reasons, you know, a whole shopping list of reasons why it would be a benefit and use to them. But they come up with their own shopping list of, you know, why they can't or why they wouldn't be good at it. The reality is that kind of view that we can be good or bad at things, that is the first step in failure. What we have to do is we have to learn to push past that. We have to get rid of that kind of dualism that, you know, this is good and that's bad. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, good and bad in terms of, you know, cosmic, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing in terms of, you know, people or things. I'm talking about the judgment of, you know, I did well, I didn't do well, that meditation period was good, that meditation period was rubbish. Rainy days are not so great. Sunny days are great. The reality is they're neither, things are generally neither good or bad. Or the other way to look at it is you can look at everything having both. Now, without us going down to, you know, some philosophical stretches of, I saw someone just get hit by a car. Some philosophical stretches that, you know, we don't really need to do. Just try to relax that point of view a bit. Don't judge yourself. That's kind of step one in developing beginner's mind. Now, I think I should also mention that the first time I heard about this beginner's mind was when I was a kid. There was a book I read called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, I believe. Great book. Yeah, I read big heavy books when I was a kid, which, go figure, now I'm doing a podcast that generally I talk about big heavy things, or I like to look at it as, you know, simple things that most people think is heavy. But this Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, I think you could kind of look at it in terms of trying to view your reality as one part magical, one part empty, and one part fresh. So you're always seeing your life as something very different than mundane, something very different than yesterday. The reality is no 2 days are ever the same. And guess what? You are not even the same person that you were yesterday, or for that matter, an hour ago. We're constantly changing. We're constantly new. We're constantly different. And we forget that. We think we're this solid thing, this unchanging thing. But we're always new. The you that is going to be you when you're done this podcast is very different than the you that was you when you started it. And then, you know, the next part of that is there even a you? But we won't get there. Beginner's mind, you could also look at it as, in a very simplistic way, as being a lifelong learner. I think that's useful, you know. I like to learn new things as much as possible. I like to try new things. I like to see new things. You know, I like to, especially pre-COVID when the world changed, I like to go to places and, you know, a lot more than I seem to do these days. It's not that I don't like to. It's just that I don't seem to. That said, I'm about to go off on a bit of an epic adventure quest myself. So I guess I'm talking out of the side of my mouth. Beginner's mind, when you cultivate it in terms of your training, is to never let yourself believe yourself to be some kind of expert. Take myself, for example. I've been, you know, doing martial arts and Zen for, well, let's just say most of my life. I don't see myself as an expert in any of it. I do this podcast so that, you know, it turns some people's brains on. I do it kind of like, as my son once said to me, it's kind of like my Jedi holocron. And I really like that idea. So it's, you know, some people journal and some people, you know, do things like that. And this is my way of recording the ever-changing insights that I've picked up, which, from my beginner mind perspective, is not that much. And you might be like, why are you self-deprecating, man? Well, I'm not, actually. I'll give you a little insight into what one of my teachers taught me that I think about probably daily. And that's that he said you could go down to the ocean and you can take a bucket and you can fill up that bucket with the water. Now, you can tell yourself that you've got the ocean in that bucket until you look up and out at that ocean. You can go back to the ocean and that beach countless times, filling up that bucket, and you're never going to get the ocean. It's just not that simple. And knowledge is the same way. You're never going to fill up. Just when you think you know stuff, you're going to find out just how little you actually know. Now, that said, the world seems full of people who will tell you that they, you know, are subject matter experts in, you know, basically everything that you can ever imagine. And some of them have been doing things far less time than you've been doing them. And that's all good. You know, maybe and hopefully you can learn things from them too. But don't be like that yourself. Beginner's mind allows you to look at a tree and be amazed by it. You can meditate and you can dazzle yourself by that magic that's inside of you. You can read a book and just be blown away by how amazing that story is or that information is, how well it's written. You can watch a movie and be blown away by just how incredible it is. And each and every day, if you cultivate beginner's mind, is like a revelation on how lucky you are to live this life. I've had the great opportunity to have some really good teachers in my life. And the one thing that I've really noticed about the best of them is that even though they may have decades and decades and decades of experience, the best of them always are amazed by the new things that they learn. And they go into any interaction about that thing that they actually know so much about as if they were, you know, learning it like they're a little kid themselves. And that's such a valuable, valuable trait. They don't judge. They don't pick apart. They don't belittle. They don't moan. They don't build themselves up. Instead, they just see the amazingness in all of it. And I don't know about you, but that is, to me, exactly what we need. We need a whole lot less people being judgmental and cruel and, you know, believing that everything around the corner is some kind of conspiracy and they have all the answers, or, you know, they read on Facebook that dot, dot, dot. And instead, be open to new possibilities. In fact, seek out new possibilities. And that means that you have to learn. You have to get on those mats. You have to train. You have to meditate. You have to read. You have to write things down. You have to create podcasts or whatever is your thing. Because it's a creative thing, this life. And that's how we all get better. Humans, individually, I don't know that we're all that smart. But all together, man, is there anything we can't do? So, try to cultivate this beginner's mind. It might not be easy at first, but I think it pays off big time. See life as magical. See your life as a great gift. Be open to new things. Don't judge yourself. Everything is good. Or at least it's not bad. Until next time, train hard, have fun, and be a great friend. And if you can, give this a thumbs up or stars or whatever it is that you can do, and tell your friends about it. Check out our website, and take care.